Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light and love and purpose and name that you've got for us, story that you have for us. So I thank you, Father God. It's in you that we find true rest. In you we find the Sabbath rest where we can cease from our own works and rest in you. And so being in tune with you, we rest in you. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you and we appreciate this beautiful covenant that is of you, Father God. You have moved and done everything required to give us life and life in abundance. So we appreciate it and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 131 from the Amplified Translation. Childlike trust in God, a song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters, or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child resting with his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me, composed and free from discontent. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever.
Hallelujah. You look at the example here where it speaks about a person whose soul is at rest and his heart has the right thing and his mind has the right thing. And so his attitudes and his actions are in tune with God, at peace with God, and at peace with himself, and at peace with his neighbor. It's back to the child, the example of a child. A child is not satisfied with anything else but the pure spiritual milk coming from its mother. That's what quietens a child's soul. You know, he's not interested in Kentucky. He's not interested in a dope. Not interested in anything else, but the only thing that can quiet him and let him rest and be at peace is his pure spiritual milk of his mother. And that's exactly the same. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for Jesus' sake, for the sake of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Savior, that's where we find our lives in that. And that's why it's also so important to refresh ourselves on a daily basis, because we need sufficient every day, and this is exactly what we get drawing close to the Lord, coming boldly to the throne of grace and mercy. And then we can quiet our soul and look to the Lord and draw from the resources that he has given to us, and what he can still give to us at any time and in the situations as we go on in the day. So that's the big secret, guys. That's where, when our heart is in the hand of a king and it's enlightened, then our minds can be enlightened and our attitudes can be enlightened and our attitudes and our actions can be enlightened. We can be flowing in tune with the Lord. And then when we go from that flow, from the flow of the Lord, we go and we glow. Amen? If we make a difference. And this comes across so beautifully. We see the picture in Isaiah, what's it, 50? Yeah, 50. Isaiah 50 from verse 4, where God wants to refresh us morning by morning, disciple us, instruct us. And that's refreshing then to the soul. And then when you've got that refreshing, you have got a word, you've got the encouragement, you've got the motivation then to encourage others. And then also as you go on into the day, and that the carnality that is out there, the devil's voices that is out there, all the distractions you can overcome because you have the source, you are connected, you are in tune, your antennas are up, and you on fire for the Messiah, and you can therefore make your face like a flint according to the Lord's leading, according to the Lord's presence, according to his will. And then that's why it's so beautiful. It says right at the end of the psalm, if we light our own fires, we will lie down in torment. So God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they know exactly what has been set out for our lives. And we don't want to turn aside here to AI. We don't want to turn aside to man, because cursed is he who trusts in man. And AI is just a whole lot of man, good and bad, being put together that you can tap into. But we tap into the Most High God. We've come home and they hold our life. They got out the purpose and everything for us. And so we stay in tune with them. Heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord as a river, and he directs us. When the eye is filled with light, the whole body is filled with light. But if our eye is filled with darkness, our whole body will be filled with darkness, with the things of man, carnality. But we wanting our heavenly inheritance, and that's what we partake of. Amen? He's come to give us life. Jesus has come to give us life, and life in abundance. Be blessed. Be refreshed. Be motivated. Be on fire for the Messiah, because it's all been done for you. It's all been provided for you through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.